All right, welcome back. It's Wednesday morning, 10 a.m., new time slot for us. It's Carte Blanche Breakfast. We got a guest on today. Her name's Maddie Wildermuth. I'll let her introduce herself, say a little something.
Hello, I'm Rune's friend, Maddie, and I'm excited to be here today.
Yeah.
I'm Charlie's friend, too.
Yeah, she is Charlie's
friend, too.
I have friends, too.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
After last weekend. And that's actually what we're going to start our show about is, you know, what happened this past weekend. I'm just going to start off by saying Monday morning, you know, Charlie being my best friend, you know, we had a good time, or I thought we had a good time on Saturday night, and I was ready to catch up with him because I didn't see him on Sunday, and I get a very, very, very rude response to me as, you know, hey man, how you doing? So Charlie, tell us a little bit about your Saturday night and kind of the consequences from it, I guess.
Yeah, so Saturday night went to, there we go.
Big Night Live.
And, you know, kind of dipped in and out of the whole night. And then I guess I stayed, we went to an after party at like 2:30. And then from like 2:30 to what, when did you leave? Like 4?
Did I leave Derek's?
Yeah.
I think we left at like 3.
Okay, so Rune and another one of our friends left at this place at 3, and for some reason I was like, let's keep the party going, and I stayed till like 4:35. Finally I got kicked out of this kid's house with no phone, and the next day I find out I don't have a phone, and I get like 2 or 3 DMs from people being like, yo, you put on a show last night, and that's never a good thing. Never a good thing if you are entertaining everybody. And then so obviously on Sunday I drove up like an hour and a half back to my house in New Hampshire because I couldn't deal with like people, and I just turned off all my social media for the day, and I'm like, I'm out, like I'm not doing this today. And then Monday the first person I see is Rune, and he's like, yo, you put on a show Saturday night.
Or no, Rune, tell us the show.
I mean, we were just dancing, honestly. That we were just dancing like crazy, and I do remember trying to get Charlie out of the house. I was like, I remember.
That's where I
wouldn't call him Charlie. I only called him Charlie.
And
everyone was like, everyone was like, wow, like this guy's really from Mass. Like they were like, holy cow, this is a Boston boy. I was like, Charlie, let's go. Yeah, and he was like, no, man, I'm not going. Like, what are you thinking?
Yeah, because I thought everyone was in on the like staying up till like 5 a.m. But no, everyone else just wanted to go to sleep. They're like, what the hell is this kid doing in our house? So yeah, that's why I was so rude to you. I want to formally apologize.
No, it's okay. Well, I mean, I'm sure I'll be there sometime this spring.
Yeah.
Or I hope I am. I want to also dive into, since we have our guest Maddie here, she's in a shortage. She just got out of recruitment, and those that process kind of looks kind of nutty. And I just want to hear like the ins and outs.
I think you're asking the wrong person here.
Why?
So this weekend, I mean, this year we decided to do, 2 weekends of sorority recruitment, and I just couldn't make it to the second one. Like, I just had to get a doctor's note. I was sick. I went to Vermont. I went to New Hampshire at a time. I saw the mountains. Everybody else was like, everybody wants to be da 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 da. And I was like, I don't want to be here.
So is your sorority like do what all the other sororities do on Instagram, like have like they open the door and everyone's like clapping, chanting and stuff?
Like, you mean during recruitment or just in general?
I don't know.
So like every time we like join up together, we have to like clap and sing.
Wait.
Every time you join up, you actually
anytime you greet like one of your sisters, we do just like a secret ritual chant.
You're walking in Boston, you see like oh.
You're like oh da 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 alpha beat. I probably shouldn't say like what sorority I'm in, but
no, you're not allowed.
All of our listeners here. Kyo, yeah, exactly. But I heard we got a good pledge class.
Nice. I feel like even if you didn't, you'd still be excited about them though.
Yes.
So who pledges, like freshmen or sophomores?
Freshmen, sophomore, usually not juniors, just because like by the time you're initiated, you're a senior. So like not really a point. But yeah, we got like 39 people, I think, this time. And usually we're like in the 50 range because I think Greek life is just dying like across the country. So there were like 300 or 400 less people going through the whole process this year.
Wow.
So yeah.
Are there sororities or Just you.
For all the sororities. Yeah. So, like, we got the biggest pledge class out of all of them, but everybody got, like, 20 or 15 less than they usually do.
Was that in the fall, too?
We only do in the spring.
Oh, you only do in the spring?
Yeah. But, yes, we do sing and clap when they enter the room, to answer your question.
Yeah, have you had any injuries? Have you had any injuries that you've witnessed?
No, but I know that we definitely scare the people when they come in the room. Like, because you're just smiling and clapping and, like, chanting, looking at them. So I know that they're definitely, like, a little spooked out by that.
Yeah, I think there's a dead body that you're
having. Exactly. Like, there's all those rumors about what you have to do when you're getting initiated. Like, they say Kayo puts you in a coffin and, like, stuff like that. But it's not true.
One of my friends had to get paddled.
In a sorority or fraternity?
In the fraternity. I didn't even think that the sorority girls would do that. My ex's older sister had to have cornrows for like a week. And that was her like...
That's kind of cool. Yeah. Didn't you have cornrows like this year? Or was it last year?
No! What are you talking about?
I swear you did.
This guy that I was like talking to last year when he was getting hazed... He said that he had to wear a thong all the time so that if, like, someone saw him and was like, okay, pull down your pants right now, and he wasn't wearing it, like, he would get, like, I don't even know what the repercussion would be, but, like, he had to wear it for months straight.
That's wild.
Yeah.
My dad went to Dartmouth, and he was, my dad went to an Ivy League school. What?
I just saw Dartmouth for the first time. It's sick.
Is it?
It's so pretty, yeah.
I went when I was younger, but I've heard, like, going out there is kind of fun. My dad would say during his initiation, there were two major things. He might be just lying to me because he does that a lot. But there were two major things that, like, the worst thing that stuck with him. And one, he didn't have to do it, but there was a vomit. Have you heard about that?
Mm-mm.
So you get a pot and a pan and a stove, and he, like, whatever, heat up the pan, and then someone throws up in the pan, and you make an omelet out of that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's bananas, man.
My dad was like, yeah, other people were doing that. And I was like, if I have to do that, that's not happening. But he might have been lying to me. And then there was a thing, I don't even know, the elephant walk. Have you heard of that?
Oh God, I don't know.
Is that all
there? Yeah.
If that's it, just let me slap him around.
Oh my God. Do you think you guys would have joined a fraternity if you weren't on the hockey team?
Not here.
If I went to a school down south, I think.
Yeah.
Because, like, my friends, we went to Alabama and stuff like that.
But that's crazy.
Yeah.
I feel like I'd love, like, if it was full bore, then I feel like I'd be more intrigued or inclined to, like, be a part of it. Because I think that's where I'm, like, it just seems so non-existent here.
Yeah, definitely.
And the houses down there are insane. They're, like, literal mansions.
Yeah, like, I feel like here in Massachusetts in general, like, Greek life is just, like, kind of a joke. Girls can't have houses. Mm. Like, guys who do, they're not, like, really big. They're just, like, 10 guys who live together and say it's a frat house.
Yeah. I'd say... go ahead.
I was going to say, I heard, like, sororities can't even have, like, guys in their house. Or it's
considered here we can't at all because it's a brothel.
Oh, no, we're good. But I was going to say, like, I think BU probably has, like, one of the better, like, sorority fraternities.
Yeah, because, like, Boston College doesn't have it at all. Harvard.
Kind of, yeah.
Harvard, they're phasing everything out.
Yeah.
They're, like, making every fraternity co-ed, every sorority co-ed.
I feel like you failed a little bit if you join a sorority at Harvard.
Dude, I would be the first guy to join a sorority at Harvard. Not even for, like, any, like... romantic situations, like, just, I think it would be hilarious. Getting crop tops with all the girls on, like, a Saturday, going out during the day.
Oh, yeah.
You'd be Instagram famous, like, like none other.
You'd be like, oh, I didn't know you were gay. I'm like, I'm not, dude. I'm just really close with all these girls.
These are my sisters.
Yeah, like, what are you talking about?
They support me through everything.
That is a wild concept. Like, if you're friends with a bunch of girls, like, people think, I mean, I'm not sure if we're allowed to dive in on this or not, but just, like, you're not allowed to, like, have a bunch of just solely girlfriends without people thinking that you're gay.
Yeah.
We had a thing in high school called the fog alarm, where we'd yell at guys when they were hanging out with girls. can't believe this was in high school, not like elementary school, but the fog alarm was like friends of girl, and so you would just get yelled at if you were ever talking to a girl.
I think it's because like people don't trust that guys can like think without thinking.
Like platonic, they don't yeah. platonic relationships.
Yeah.
For sure, there was a study that said like guys and girls can't be friends.
Yeah.
Without, I might have just made that up. Sure.
I think there was a study. I don't really know.
Like in the Wow, we're really
there was probably
some
a study,
here.
Even if you're not sure.
Anyways, we always have a topic on here. We're not going to dive into it yet. We just want to let you know, just because it does get really emotional on this show, as we take like a minute or two for Charlie to reach out to his mother, and you know, we hope that she's listening out there, and hopefully that she comes back and lets Charlie back into his. House, so I just wanted to preface that so when the tears start flying, but yeah, last time we had some callers call in. You can go ahead and try again, but we're likely to not know how to pick up the phone again.
Yeah.
We're gonna try. I've got some buttons
call in
and
mind. Let us know how to answer.
Exactly, we got some buttons in mind that I think might be part of it, but it'll be like a crapshoot, honestly.
It makes it a lot more exciting. When people call in, mm-hmm. even if we can't pick up the phone, raises the heart rate a bit.
At least you know someone's listening.
Yeah. How many people are listening?
Yeah, let's check our listeners. It's always fun to do. shoot, which one is it here? Oh, this one here. Oh.
Oh my God.
What did you do?
Oh man.
Iantha, are you out there?
Oh, we have a caller. Oh no. All right. I'm gonna try this here.
Okay.
Yikes. I think we have to turn on a song first.
I had this.
Oh no.
we hear you calling. We're trying.
Talk back. Wait. I think I answered it.
Is this an? Did I answer it?
Hello.
Did I answer it?
Is there someone out there?
Hello.
Are you there?
I don't know if they're there. Oh no!
I think they're gone. All right.
We just hung up on our first, yeah. Second ever caller.
Who was that?
So thanks for calling.
Did you say that was Iantha?
I don't know. She asked if she should call in.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, that's.
They're calling again.
Okay. Try again.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna turn it on. I'm gonna go.
Do you need to turn that volume up?
Yeah. Hello.
Oh, look.
On? We've got you on. This is a big day for us. This is the first time we've actually been able to answer the phone.
I can't hear it.
I can't hear anybody. Is someone talking?
I can. How are you doing?
Well, your training is going just about as well as mine did.
Oh, were you in last week?
Well, the last couple of weeks. Not this time slot. But anyhow, all I was going to do was call and say, is this Charlie?
That is Charlie.
That is Charlie. Charlie can't be heard on the air.
Oh, I appreciate you telling me that.
that's
a big problem.
About.
He's on the radio.
Oh, I get you. Here, let's try this here. Can you hear me now?
There's
nice.
A delay, though. So I didn't know there was a delay.
How long into the show is that? What, 15 minutes?
10, 15. Anyhow, yeah, Charlie has been, like, deep in the background all the time he's been talking.
Okay, well, I appreciate you calling in and letting us know. That's huge. This is a good learning moment for us here. Charlie, I'm sorry. Yeah. I think I did that on purpose. I didn't want to.
It's okay. Yeah, no, I think saying. That's probably best for the show.
Definitely.
All right. Have fun.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I was wondering why you couldn't hear me on the headphones.
Really? You couldn't hear yourself in the headphones?
I didn't even know you could turn the volume up.
Yeah. Yeah, this is good for us. I appreciate it. We got Daryl here helping us out. He's right after us. He does a great job. I listened to him last week. He's definitely experienced a lot more experience than us, but we appreciate him helping us out with the phones today.
I learned from you guys. You kidding me?
Daryl's been under my wing for now 20 years or so.
I ain't learned nothing yet.
You learn by experience, but you also learn by description. And like, I learned from my dad like what not to do.
Dude, have you like not been able to hear me for the last like?
Charlie, I'm actually so sorry about that, man. Oh no, we got another caller. All right, let's do it again. Turn it on. Go up. Boom, boom, boom.
Hello.
Hello,
Iantha. Is that you,
Maddie?
Oh my God, what's up? How long have you been listening?
I canceled out of it, but I listened for like 10 minutes.
Nice.
I'm walking to class now.
So,
great stuff. You guys are doing great.
Thank you.
Iantha, your little sister goes to Tufts, right?
Yeah, she's a freshman.
She's a freshman. Is she liking it here?
Yeah.
You can be honest.
No comment.
That's about all of us.
We've all been there.
No, we love Tufts. Tufts is the best.
Not a fan.
Really? Not at all?
What would she change?
Well, Maddie, you know
Christina. Oh, Maddie's got some insider information. Iantha, introduce yourself. Tell everyone on air what do you got going on today?
Your credit score.
Your social security.
My credit score. And you want my social security number as well?
Yeah, all the juicy details.
Credit card number, if you don't mind.
Yeah, bank account, all that stuff.
Well, today I'm getting a haircut, so that's exciting.
Oh, maybe we should decide what haircut you get.
Go for the short, right above the shoulders.
Get a perm.
That's pretty short. Oh my God, it's so windy. I'm going to blow away.
That'd be the first time on air that's ever happened. We'd get millions of listeners.
Yeah. We're up to 3 listeners right now.
We probably don't have any listeners because
probably all Maddie's friends.
Yeah, that hurts. nobody at Tufts is listening.
We're
to us.
At 3 listeners.
We've never been this low. This is good though.
Because you have a new time slot. They
exactly.
Don't know,
they're still chiming in at 6 a.m.
Yeah, they were like, "Where are the guys today? Like, how am I going to start my day like this?"
They're definitely like, and once they turned the show on, they probably were thinking the same thing because they could only hear it 2 out of the 3 people. Yeah.
And they were like, no,
and I feel
Charlie.
Like I was talking a lot.
You were. We had to
you told a full-on story.
There was a lot of radio silence.
Iantha, we need to get you and your sister on air at some point, and we need to get down in the nitty-gritty and turn her Tufts experience around, even if she's, I don't want to jump conclusions if she's thinking about transferring, but at least make this last semester a little bit better.
No, she actually is thinking about transferring.
Go Jumbos!
And that's why Rune is a psychology major.
That's exactly right. I can figure this out real quick. It's probably the neurons.
You need to recalibrate the neurons. Mm-hmm.
But Iantha, we appreciate you calling in. We're just excited to answer these phones. I feel like that's all we're going to be doing now is answering people's phone calls, but that's sick.
Yeah, that's big time.
How many people call in usually?
We had someone call in last week, and we totally dusted them. We didn't know how to answer the phone. And then again, early this morning, we dusted somebody.
We've had 3 calls this morning.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a record for us.
It's more of an interactive show. I like that. The listeners want to be part of it.
Maybe we could do a trivia.
Yeah.
If you get another caller today.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Give him a prize or something.
Yeah, we'll give it to him later.
we'll show up at your house and shake your hand.
Iantha, anything else to say to the listeners? This is your time to really, if you're running for any political office or anything, you're on the airways.
Your Venmo.
Charlie's in a lot of debt, though, so if you do have any money.
He'll give you his Venmo.
Yeah.
Take it down right now.
Well, I think I'm going to go to class now, but you're doing great. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Wow.
Wow. Can you call
Iantha,
me every morning?
I wish I could get to know you. You just seem so great.
Maddie, come home soon.
I will.
All right. See ya, Iantha.
No goodbye, Iantha.
She didn't even give us her credit card number.
Yeah. We'll get that credit card number and we'll be reading it out next week for all of our listeners. So
tune in next week.
Yeah.
You have about 15 minutes to use it after that.
Yeah.
I've got an update from what we talked about last weekend. We talked about me and Charlie being in debt to Clay Burger an awful amount of money.
Oh, did you actually text him?
Yeah, I texted
him. How much in debt?
I think I'm like 450.
I'm right around that same number.
Dude.
But we talked about this, and he graduated last year, and he's in San Francisco. He's working like crazy.
If he's in San Francisco, you don't need to pay him back.
There we go. Thank you.
If he can afford to live there, he's doing fine.
Yeah. But no, he's like actually like... Bobby Big Bank over there.
Oh no, he loves like having this like debt to him. Like literally, he is so excited about it. Mm-hmm. It makes his day.
So he doesn't even want you to pay him back.
No,
that's what
he
we
just
think.
Wants to hold it over your head.
Yeah, that's what we think.
That's what we're trying to convince ourselves. Like, oh, mm-hmm. he doesn't want us to pay him.
Okay, so this is my question: how do you guys always end up with a table somewhere if you're in debt to people?
Well.
you learn who you have to pay right away and who like is okay with you.
Okay, so give an example.
Like Clay Berger, he's got a full-time job right now.
He's making 10 figures.
Yeah, imagine that. First year out of college. But like I don't know, I feel like we're all in debt to like each other. Like some people owe me money right now. It's like a mafia.
Do I still owe you money?
No, you don't owe me any more money. You're good.
Yes.
But James Firpo does.
Oh, yeah.
If you're listening, yeah, this is a warning.
No,
oh, no. He's gotten many warnings. Tell us James Firpo. You tell it on air.
This needs to be heard by the Tufts people. We went out to...
see him, tackle him. Drag him over here.
He was another one who graduated last year.
Not one of our friends.
No. I thought he could be, though. I thought he was going to be a good guy. But we were in New York City this summer with some Tufts people. It was someone's birthday. And then we went to, I think it was Public. And I put my card down or whatever. And this James guy said he was going to pay for himself and a friend. And so, night goes on, whatever. Ends up being a decently sized bill. And I text him and he's like, oh dude, like I don't remember like agreeing to this, like I can't believe it, like I was so whatever.
Too many soda pops.
Yeah, too many sodas. And then he was like, I can't pay you. And I'm like, ah, like, it's funny, like I'm still in college, like you actually have a full time job, like you need to pay me. Like I was like, I'm trying to be like sympathetic
out, or
about
were you
it.
Like like what does he owe you for drinks?
Like, it was like one of those situations where if guys got in, you had to get a tab, like already a prepaid bar tab, not a table or anything, but just like so that they knew you were gonna spend a certain amount of money. So like each guy, like there was three of us, had to, you know, each pay like a certain amount. And I was like trying to be like nice about it at first. I was like, hey man, like I've been there before, like it sucks, like but like you need to pay me.
Like I still paid X amount of dollars.
Right. Like then I'm not gonna just tell Public like, hey man, like my friend, he doesn't want to pay me, and like I really don't want to pay this either. So like, do you mind like taking it off my bill?
You mind just eating this one?
But then I like texted him. I texted him, and then I like Venmo requested him, and then like a week later he was like, no, like I'll get it to you, like da da da. And then like a month went by, and I was like, hey man, like come on. And he blocked me on Venmo, blocked me on Instagram, blocked my number. And then I actually saw him. He came back to Tufts like 2 weekends ago. And I saw him eating breakfast with one of Charlie's friends. And her name's Isabella. She was a guest on the show. She's an amazing person.
She's okay.
Until she started having breakfast with
James. Yeah, that.
And I waved at Isabella hoping that like James would like look. So I could like look him in the face and be like, hey, like yeah, it's me. Like, and he like glimpsed over his shoulder real quick and like turned back like immediately, like trying not to see me. Just like a coward move.
Yeah. And to think that he graduated college is amazing. You know?
Yeah, I mean, me and Charlie won't ever get to that point of graduating college, but you know, we'll be on your airways at 10 AM every morning, I hope.
And you'll pay everybody back.
Except Clay.
One way or another.
Wait, wasn't there an update on this Clay situation?
Yes. So I'll read the text messages out loud just because they're kind of entertaining. And
oh, man. I'm scared.
Charlie and I are talking about how much money we owe you on our radio show, and we are again. And then I said, we've decided that this is actually a link for our friendship, and that the debt keeps us friends. Therefore, if you so want to be our friends, we could never pay you. And then he goes, ha, ha, ha. Wait, I don't know how I feel about this. And he goes, you guys are just running on deficit, just like the U.S. government. And then I said, honestly, Clay, it keeps me up at night.
Was that it?
Yeah, so like we have to see Clay
in a month, basically.
In a month. And I think maybe I give him like
maybe exactly a month.
To this day. Ooh.
Okay, okay. So speaking of debt, going out, spending money, what are you guys doing for spring break?
We're going to South Beach in Miami.
Me too. When are you guys going?
The 18th or the 19th to the 23rd?
We're
something like that.
The 8th until the we're the week before you guys.
You guys are pretty early, huh?
Yeah.
So what? So you go on spring break in 2 weeks?
Yeah, like 2.5 weeks. We're leaving Saturday.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh. It seems so soon. I'm not ready for this. I've not been on a spring break diet. Do not have any clothes. Not
the South Beach. You weren't even on the South Beach diet like when I came and visited. Do you remember that? You and Asia?
Yes, Asia and I were on the South Beach diet.
I think I saw Maddie for a total of actually 7 hours, and I heard South Beach diet, those words, probably over 100 times.
It was that, is the South Beach diet like that book that's like green on the outside? Yeah.
Yes.
My parents love the South Beach
you
diet.
You just like don't eat carbs, and you don't, you eat like the only fruit is blueberries, strawberries, any berry.
Mm-hmm.
I think I lasted 4 days, maybe.
But you talked about it for 2 weeks.
Yes, yeah,
like
exactly.
2 weeks.
And so that sort of was like halfway doing it.
Yeah.
If you talk about it, but
I also think part of that diet must be like the more you say it, like,
the more weight you lose. Yeah, exactly. They just like melt off. You're like, you look in the mirror and you're like, South Beach, South Beach, South Beach. Like instead of saying, like, what do you say, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, you say South Beach, South Beach.
That was a fun time. And also, it seemed like it was like not too long ago when we were talking about spring break being around the corner. Maddie is graduating here real soon, and
devastating.
We're sad about it because she's been our link to BU and Boston for 1.5 years now, and I don't know what we're gonna do without that escape, Charlie. So I don't want to do a moment of silence because
we're gonna find an ambassador for you guys.
We need that. Like we really do. Like take one of your littles or whatever.
Yeah.
Do you have any littles that would like be good tempo?
My little would not be a good tempo. She has like the flu or an illness every weekend. Like she would not be your guys' speed. She's a great girl though.
So she could like calm us down a little bit. Like if we had too much,
I know I have some potential candidates that you guys can maybe interview or
just we'll meet have up them on. We'll do is when,
yeah.
when we'll we have go, them on the show
when we go out this spring. Just bring them with.
You guys can come to like our date party. I think it's in a couple weeks.
Remember the fall date party?
Yep.
Cal Dogger.
And Cal fell on everybody like 15 times.
Oh, I forgot about that. Oh, that was a bad night too.
What did you guys do after that?
We went to the Grand. We went to the Grand at like 1 o'clock. And we like barely made out with our lives. Like it was like at the Grand, we went in with like me, Corey, like me, Rude, and two of our other friends. And we went in together, but the way we ended up, Rune was on one in the right corner, back corner. I was in the front right corner. Corey was in the front left, and our other friend was in the front or back left. So we were so far from each other, and it's we like, all almost got kicked out for separate situations.
I remember trying to get in an Uber with Jeff. And I don't know what I did, but he was like, you're not getting in this Uber. And I was like, my phone is dead. I don't know where my wallet is. He's like, you're not getting in this Uber.
Oh my God.
And then somehow I ended up back at his house.
So he let you in the Uber.
What?
Yeah. Oh, is that the 40-year-old woman story? Cool story, man.
I ended up at BU that night somehow.
With who? Oh my God! You were in that building next to Stuvie.
Yeah.
Because I still have your location from when you shared it with me.
Whenever I look at Find My Friends, I'm like, oh, there's Maddie Wilderman. Just in case I need to find her.
In case you ever need to know where I am.
Yeah, that was on what, Marathon Monday? Yeah.
Oh, no.
That was a separate time.
It was?
Oh, no. When I shared my location?
No. You ended up at BU Marathon Monday. Corey ended up with a random girl on BU campus.
Did he?
Yes, I know. Yeah. It was in, she was like a freshman or sophomore.
I remember that day because.
No comment.
Me, Rune, and who was it? Addie and Vic?
Oh, that was Marathon Monday.
Me and Rune just ended up sleeping, like, literally just petrified, cold, like, in these girls' bed, and they ended up both getting... I think Rune got up, too, and he's, like, trying to wake me up. He's like, we gotta go. I'm like, no, they don't care. Like, and I was sleeping in their bed.
Charlie was, like, actually, like, trying to, like, just sleep there the
Do
whole
you
night.
Remember the Super Bowl last year?
Unfortunately.
Righteous! Rune is going around taking a video of himself with these sunglasses on, going, "Righteous, righteous."
Yeah, that was.
And Charlie, you were wearing a Rugrats.
Would you still have that jacket?
I do still have that jacket. That's a sick jacket. Yeah, that was a depressing day too, for
one of the more. Yes.
Yeah, that was a tough come down.
You know, there's like a real biological like reason that you're sad the next day.
It's chemical.
Because like it lowers your, I think it's serotonin or something. So you just feel sad.
Yeah.
And you think of the things that you did the night before and you're like, these are so terrible. But it's because like your happiness levels are so low.
Yeah. It's wild. You can't escape it.
Scaries are real.
Yeah. I wonder, like, one of these days I'm going to go sober for like a year. I don't know, maybe like a week, I don't know. I haven't decided, somewhere in that window.
And just a lot of
room. A week is minimum, year is maximum.
Yeah, and just see the effects. I remember last year after Miami, I was like, I'm not gonna have any alcohol or like anything for a month. And then 2 days after, I was going to the pub and just absolutely demoralizing my body. But I was like, it's okay. 24 hours is basically a month. Round up.
So where are you guys staying in Miami this year?
Fountain Blue, yeah.
Oh, the same place?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're doing the same exact... We pretty much had the same exact group as last year, same exact place. I am nervous because it is Corey's last, like, senior spring break.
So we're going to be in debt.
We're going to be in debt.
Because he's going to want
to... Yeah.
I see.
Which is understandable. Next year, me and Charlie want to go to Thailand.
Yeah, Thailand,
Start
I think.
Start saving up, boys.
Well, we think it's going to be actually like...
It'll be cheap once you get there.
Right, right.
Just expensive to get there in the first place.
Yeah, the plane tickets apparently are pretty bad, but when you get over there...
We're like a king.
Yeah. One of my dad's like employees or whatever, his coaches, came to his Christmas party and me and Reed went, and he was telling us all about going like to Asia and how crazy it is, like... There's no rules, and the cops like try to bribe you and everything. It's apparently madness.
That's crazy.
And like you can get anywhere for like a nickel.
Then you should do it.
Yeah.
We should only bring nickels.
We'll live like kings and weigh like them too with all those nickels.
Yeah. You know, kings back in the day, like if you were very large human, it showed you were wealthy.
Yeah, you ate and ate and ate.
Mm-hmm. And purple. So, Maddie, tell us about your worst ex-boyfriend story.
Yeah, oh, yeah, we like doing this.
What?
Yeah.
Worst? Okay.
I mean, or best, but we haven't done that.
No, that's no fun.
Like, yeah, he took me to a candlelit dinner, like, so what?
Been there, done that.
Yeah.
Okay, do you guys want to hear, like a 15-year-old
ex-boyfriend
story?
That's even better.
This is about Matt Donnelly. Shout out. I know you're not listening.
Matt Donnelly.
So when we were dating, if you could even call it dating, when you're like a sophomore in high school.
It was more love at that point.
Yeah.
First love.
He was like so lazy, would sleep every day, like always ditch me. He asked me to like our school dance with a pillowcase that said, I promise I won't be sleeping. Will you please go to this dance with me? And I was like, okay, whatever. So then that you like they go on some hockey trip. I don't even think he went to Boulder.
I wasn't there yet. No.
Yeah, because he was a junior, and they were gone forever. And then he came back and was like, oh, I was like, oh, do you want to hang out? Like I haven't seen you for like so long. It's been days. And he was like, yeah. And then I was like waiting, and I texted him. And he's like, well. They brought out pizza, so, like, I don't think I can hang out today. Like, I don't want to miss snack attack. And I was and then we broke up the next day.
No, not over the pizza?
Over the pizza.
The pizza was the straw on the camel's back.
Yeah, it really was. I was like, you know what?
You don't want to break.
If Papa's pizza is worth more than this to you.
But now, like, looking back, like, how good that pizza was, like.
Was it good pizza?
IndianasBestPizza.com. That's what their website name is. I mean.
We got to buy that.
We got to buy that URL.
We could get that frozen and shipped out here, it would blow your mind.
Is it really that good?
It is delicious.
It is actually, like, I can taste it in my mouth.
It's not like any pizza you've ever had. It's like thick, like the barbecue chicken pizza. Just life changing. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I also would get on the grind of Culver Coffee Company, the little sandwich with the
pretzel
buffalo bites or whatever.
Buffalo bites.
They're like buffalo chicken, like mini bites.
That sounds good. But Papa's had best pizza, best calzone, and this chocolate cake that was literally this big. And my friend and I, one year, probably gained like 15 pounds, I swear to God, because you were...
Who's your friend?
Jesse Ward. We lost it, okay? But every day, you were supposed to work out like 4 times a week at this high school. So like, that's kind of... controlling, but like I guess that's good for the obesity epidemic. But so they're like, you have to work out for 45 minutes 4 times a week if you don't play a sport. So we're like, okay. We went during our free periods and we would just like go on the spin bike and like talk, like, you know, that's not really like exercise. And we would be the first callers to this restaurant when it opened at 4 p.m. every day. And we would order artichoke dip, cheese sticks, eat it, watch TV, wait an hour, and then go to dinner.
So,
it was brutal.
So, like, did they pick up, like, oh, Maddie, you want the article?
Yeah.
Like, they knew your number.
They knew who we were, and then they would be like, we're not like actually supposed to deliver till 4, but like we'll come now.
For you guys,
ladies, we know what you want.
Oh, and yeah, you'd like know the delivery people like by name.
Why wear like a mask to hide your identity because you're so ashamed?
Scott. I remember there was this one guy, Scott. He was kind of weird.
Yeah.
And one day he's like, I'm getting out of here. I'm moving to Indianapolis. And we're like, okay, cool, sweet. Big, like, good for you.
The big city.
Yeah. Like 2 months later, I just see the Papa's truck roll up. I'm like, Scott, you're back. He's like, didn't really work out down there.
Indianapolis is a tough
going
place.
To Indianapolis.
That's so funny. He had dreams of going to the big city. It's Indianapolis. You gotta work at Indianapolis Best Pizza. I'm gonna be the best delivery
boy. The delivery routes were too complicated. It was just like there was like workplace drama. You needed to come back home.
I remember in high school, my sophomore year, I went to a school where you had to like stay over and everything, and they installed
boarding school.
A boarding school. Yeah. I forgot the name. And they installed a an ice cream machine, like a soft serve machine, and it was on like all hours of the day. And I remember it got installed like in, I don't know, let's say like October, and by December, like 90% of the high school population literally had a baby bump. It was the funniest thing, because people would just go in there with like bowls and like literally like big old, I don't even know what you call them. What do you call those things?
Like family style, like, yeah, salad bowls?
Yeah. And they would just fill it up. And they like put it in their fridge and they'd like have it later. It was like disgusting.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So were you guys allowed to take food out of your dining hall?
We were allowed to take fruit. We were allowed to like make sandwiches and we were allowed to have ice cream. So just like.
Yep. Take your ice cream to go.
Yeah. It was just such a bad idea. And everyone got fat, and then the next year was gone.
You know what? That's a good thing about boarding school. I don't know if you guys feel this way, but when I got to college, I didn't gain the freshman 15 because I knew how to eat without my parents telling me what to eat.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
After that little stint my sophomore year of high school, I learned.
Yeah. No.
Also, I feel like at Culver, I could eat out, like, every meal. Like, I don't know where that money came from. Like,
Miguel Quintanilla.
Yeah, like, I don't know if it was, I mean, Luisa used to buy me, like,
oh,
every
yeah,
meal.
Rune. You know about Rune's ex-girlfriend, right?
The one that's engaged?
She's engaged.
No,
no,
Trisha,
that's
is.
Trisha. Trisha who scrapbooks. That's different. That's different. Trisha's probably making a Pinterest board for her wedding right now.
You gotta get on that.
You should follow the board.
You gotta get her a Christmas gift, or a wedding gift.
Would you invite your ex to your wedding?
Depends which one. I mean, right now, I've been the subject to domestic abuse on both of my relationships. I've been slapped and hit a lot.
So, no.
So, probably not. Actually, probably. My last girlfriend was a nut, and it was awesome. So, I mean, maybe I was a nut, too, but she hit me.
Maybe if you want, like, a little drama in the whole wedding, you could invite her, and, like, when they're like, speak now or forever hold your peace.
Yeah.
You'd be like,
you know, those things just don't happen anymore, but, like, you kind of, you always, right when you're listening for that, that pause, like, even if you just love the two people up there, you're
just
like,
be like,
I want one of these people to have just some dirt. Like, I want
somebody, speak now.
Yeah.
Like, that's not what you said last night.
I almost, yeah. That
was, yeah, and then the wife's like, what? The wife was like, what did you say last night? And then just for the rest of their relationship, they'll be like, yeah, like, Charlie, who said that you talked to him the night before our wedding. I don't know. I think I'm going to have a fake wedding and invite all my exes and then just see what, how that goes. Yeah.
Who are you going to be marrying?
Ooh, you know, Charlie, time out. That's a great idea.
That like,
is. Do you think there was one that got away? What you do is you have a fake wedding, invite all of them, and you see, like, you kind of, like, talk throughout the night. Like, maybe one comes up, like, you know, like, after the night goes on or whatever, we can't talk about sodas. Yeah. But, you know, one comes up and is like, Charlie, I really felt something with you. Like, I wish that, you know, we could have made it work. And they'd be like, actually, we can. This whole thing is set up.
It was just to get you back.
Yeah.
No. Make it all about the girl that said yes.
I would expect, though, at that point, she's like, wow, you're nuts. Like, I could never be with you.
She's like, I'd take everything back.
Okay, no, I'm gonna have like, a whole season of fake weddings. I'm going to sell all the rights to, like, I don't know, E! Or something like that. And it's going to be like a reality show, but no one's going to know except for me. And I'm going to, like, invite all the crazy exes and everything. And the thing is, every single girl I like, pretend marry, I'm going to, like, not tell them. So they are going to think it's real. So I'm going to date a girl for, like, 6 months who's like, I've always wanted a husband. I'll be the perfect guy to her and everything.
So do you have to date each of them before each episode?
Yeah, no, that puts a ring in the whole idea. I think there's maybe Ruin can do it too, and we'll get you to have a fake wedding too.
That'd be kind of.
I think we're on to something. Yeah. I mean, we'll ruin a whole bunch of relationships.
No, I was just listening to a podcast this morning, and the founder of Hinge did that. He like ruined his ex girlfriend's engagement. So he was being interviewed because he had just created Hinge, and the journalist was like, have you ever been in love or something? And he was like, yeah, but like I never told her, or like I treated her really badly in college, like whatever, but I still love her. And the journalist is like, you have to say something. He's like, no, she's engaged, like, and lives in another country, like I'm not gonna say anything. And the journalist was like, okay, whatever, like, but I think you should say something. So then he ends up going, visiting her without telling her, talking to her. It's a month out from her wedding. And within 3 days, she breaks up with her fiance and they move in together. And they're still together.
I love that.
That's unbelievable. Gotta think
the fiance's like,
you can't be mad at true love, though. That sounds like true love.
Exactly. Yeah.
But you take a deep look in the mirror, like, if I thought that was true love.
Dude, imagine being the guy.
Like, yeah, no, exactly.
That would give you, like, crippling, like,
Trust issues.
I know. You're 1 month out, and this guy can come in and
3 days, like.
And, like, breaking up to marry somebody, like, getting to that point, it doesn't just happen, like, overnight. Like, you don't just, like, I'll get back out there. No, no. You hide for a little bit. You probably gain a few pounds. You have to lose those pounds, and then you can start. And by that time, you're, like, 60 or 70.
And the market is flooded with divorcees.
Yeah. With nothing to lose.
Yeah, exactly. I think you probably don't have a lot to lose. And you got to think that the guy, too, was like, it took him so much to ask this girl to marry him and everything. And he was like, oh, I finally got over that last hump. And then he gets slapped back to the starting line. Like, he thought he was about to finish.
But you know what? That just means he got saved for a lifetime. Could have had to get divorced.
It could have happened like 20 years later.
Yeah.
With kids.
Mm-hmm.
In the picture. Yeah.
Yeah. My kids are gonna hate me.
Charlie has this amazing thing. We talk about it. He'll like a girl, but as soon as that girl likes him back, he's out.
That is not uncommon.
It's like I think it's because all my other ex-girlfriends have been really mean to me. And so I've never been like, do they like me? Do they not like me? So it's been like kind of on the verge, and it's always kept me on my toes. And so now, like, I like a girl, and then she like doesn't show a whole lot of interest. I'm like, oh, whatever. But then, like, I'm like, all right. But, and then every time we hang out more and more, I'm like, oh, I love this girl. And then she's like, hey, like, I really like you. Like, we should take the next step. And then I'm like, oh, you like me? I also look in the mirror and be like, how do you like me?
Don't say that.
Well, not because of looks or anything, just because of like what I've done, you know?
That is a thing though. Like, the chase is so much more attractive than when you get the catch.
Yeah. Nothing gold can stay. We learned that in Mr. Schmedlin's class.
Nothing I gold never can had stay. Mr.
What's his name?
I thought we were in the Mr. Schmedlin's class.
I was not in that class.
Can you say that name slowly?
Alexis Relak was in there.
Rune, can you say that last name slowly?
Mr. Schmedlin.
Mr. Schmedlin was hot stuff, and his wife was not stuff.
Really?
You didn't like Mrs. Schmedlin?
No, this woman is, I don't know what prescription her doctor is giving her, but she's a loopy mess. Like,
would she just, would
she would
mean?
Lay on the couch every day, cause she was our counselor. And she would be like, I'm so tired. Like, I think I need to go home. She lived across the street. Yeah. She'd just be like, honestly, you're supposed to be working for like 4 more hours, but just leave. Like, you're not helping anybody here. Meanwhile, her husband is like so smart and like outgoing. She's just lazy.
You know they met at Culver.
Yeah, that's probably why. The pool is pretty small.
Yeah. Shoot, what was I going to say about Mr. Schmedlin, Mr. and Mrs. Schmedlin? Oh, Luisa loved Mrs. Schmedlin.
Yeah, they were like little buddies.
They were like head over heels for each other. And who was she, your counselor? Yeah. Did anyone in like your little group like her?
Nope.
What's Lexi and Lauren doing next year?
I don't know. Does anybody know what they're doing next year?
Yeah, Colin. Just don't call him. We got about Who's 10 Colin? Minutes left.
No, I know what I'm doing next year. I'm back here.
Hey, that's not fair.
Yeah. Should we get into Charlie? Should we take the time to reach out to your mother?
Should we?
Yeah. I think we should. I'll get the song.
It depends on the song. If I don't like the song, I'm just going to say, like, she can stay away, you know?
Oh, it's the same song every time.
What song is it?
It's always about today by the National.
Ooh. Okay.
You don't like that song?
No.
I mean, we play it every time. Hey, let's try it here.
How many? Wait. First, how many listeners do we have?
Okay, good.
If we still have three.
We're still at three, man.
Oh, everybody, thank you for being so loyal.
Yeah, you know what? We should actually like focus on the positive, and then we have those three very loyal listeners.
It's been 51 minutes.
Do we have a soundboard? Like, can we go like, na 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 na?
I don't think so. Maybe.
Can we download one?
I don't want to figure that out.
You guys need to hire someone to, like, you know how on morning shows, if you say something funny, they'll, like, record it, and then they'll, like, play it again?
No.
Yeah. Like, they put it on, like, an Instagram or something?
Like, I don't know. Like, if you laughed a funny way,
they'd record it,
and then they'd play it again to, like,
for, like, a sound bite, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
You need to have, like, a little, like, staff member do that. Like, you could have, like, your assistant and hire someone.
Who would be a good assistant for
Who's
us?
Good at tech and stuff?
I told Isabella she could be our intern.
Maybe Iantha's sister.
Yeah, she needs to get some more social interaction here at Tufts.
You think that's what it is, the social life here?
I think that, like, she's not really into, like, partying and things like that. So, it's a small school. I think she was, like, she's really close with her family. She's pretty religious, like, unlike her sisters and the rest of her family. So it's, like, she just...
That's weird to hear that, though, because I feel like as a team, we feel like this is not a party school. Like,
but for her, I think that, like, still that's how people meet a lot in college.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
She's just, like, very against it. She's such a nice, like, sweet girl, too.
Yeah, literally, you see someone, like, oh, I want to talk to them, and you're just like, oh, I'll see them at, like,
the
lacrosse party or something like that.
Yeah.
You're never like, oh, I'm going to go up to them right now and be like, hey, I'm...
But why is that a thing now that, like, you can see someone, like, at a party and be like, hey, what's up? But then you see them at the library, and you're just like...
Oh, that's my biggest pet peeve.
It's so weird.
And and people that you see out will say hi to you when you're out, but when you're walking, like, when you're walking across campus, they will act as if they don't know you.
Well, to be
so weird.
To be fair, Because I'm that person a lot. I see someone, and I'll be like, that could be five different people that I met last night. Like,
but
I don't.
What
wanna...
if you didn't meet them? Like, what if you do know them? When you're like, what's up, Jessica? Like, right. How are you? How was what so and so that you told me about last time I saw you? And then you see her walking down the side of the road, and you're just like,
what? Yeah. I mean, that's fair. I'm also just like bad with names, so I'd be like, what's up, like Tommy? She's like, oh. My name's actually Alyssa. And you're like, oh, my bad. And that, then you lost that friend forever. But like next time you go to...
You didn't
like
lose her forever.
Yeah, I don't know.
If you really want that bad.
Remembering names is like one of the hardest things ever.
It is.
Yeah.
In any situation.
I just remember like, I stopped remembering names because my dad would always introduce me to people like, oh, this is Mrs. Thompson. This is like Mr. Smith. And I just started like tuning everything out.
Yeah.
And I just haven't been able to pick up that skill.
No. Yeah.
They say you're supposed to repeat the name in the conversation.
Hi, my name's Charlie. Charlie.
Yeah. You just repeat it back then? Like, oh, like.
Oh, no. You'd be like, hey, I'm Rune. I'd be like, Rune, nice to meet you.
Oh. All right, I might start using that one.
Rune, nice to meet you, Rune. How are you doing today, Rune?
So, Rune, tell me a little bit about yourself.
I think that's what you got to do. I think you just got to repeat it like 10 times in the first like little bit. And they'll be like, oh, this person's funny. And they're like, no, I'm actually crazy.
Now that we have like Facebook, Instagram, you can like kind of look up people if you forget them. So yeah. I actually have a good story about that.
Okay.
So this guy from the Harvard hockey team texted me and was like, I heard you're going to this like comedy event that you with like one of my friends on the team, do you have anybody that like I could go with? And I was like, I don't know, like, do you have anybody in mind? Like, I don't want to just like randomly set you up. He was like a few years younger than me, so I'm like, I don't know if my friends would want to go. And he's like, yeah, this girl like Nikki, like I talked to her like the other day, I think she's in your sorority, like I would love to go with her. And I was like, okay, like I don't know anybody named Nikki, but like I also am like, as you guys can tell, like not that involved.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just like, okay, let me look up Nikki on Instagram. I'm like, there is nobody named Nikki. I'm like, did you mean Vicky? He's like, no, Nikki like Levanos or something. I'm like, okay, look it up. I look at the girl's profile.
Nikki
and she had changed her name. No, Levanos or something. She had changed her name on Instagram to her ID's name. And her name is Enrica, but he didn't remember her name. So when he looked her up, it was like this false name that was her cousin's name. But because he didn't even remember what her name was, he was like, yeah, I want to go with Nikki. I'm like, her name is Enrica.
So did this girl use a fake Instagram to get away from this guy?
She just had like her name was not her name on Instagram. Like, she had...
I can't wrap my head around this.
Yeah, I'm struggling to follow
her,
this.
Her cousin's identification was her name on Instagram.
So how close is she with her cousin? She must be pretty close. I think I'm missing the point. Like, I think it's good, but I'm focusing on the wrong thing right now.
Secondly, did they end up going together?
Oh.
Oh, no. I thought this had a happy ending. And she also got hit by a train.
Yeah, like we were on our way.
Okay. All right. We're just about done. We're about to wrap it up here.
You got to do a PSA.
Yeah, we do. Maddie.
Maddie's got to do the PSA. The guest does the PSA.
What is it? Oh, that's a big book.
Yeah, we'll have you read. We just needed to read this one right here.
Is it a good one?
Yeah, it looks like a good one.
Can I take this?
Yeah.
All right. Tough students, it's storm season, and you need to have emergency preparedness. It's storm season with power outages and weather-related emergencies more likely than the rest of the year, so be prepared ahead of time by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and at least a few days' worth of healthy, tasty, ready-to-eat food already stored in your home, not frozen pizza. Let other people scramble to the supermarket and wait on long lines while you safely ride out the storm from the comfort of your home. A public message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you, Maddie.
That was beautiful.
That's where we're going to leave off because that sounds pretty serious.
Yeah, no jokes.
Maddie, appreciate you coming here and reading that for us, and you've been a great guest. We're going to head over and grab some gallons of water. And
yeah, we don't want to wait in the long line when the storm hits.
Yeah, some non-perishable food.
But make sure it's healthy and tasty.
Healthy and tasty.
Mm-hmm.
We're just about done here. Yeah, okay, good. Give me your information so I do a shuttle
field. Okay, we're still on air right now, though.
Yeah, Charlie, you mind keeping it going then?
Quite bigger, but we couldn't see it with like a braille.
Okay, so keep going. Maddie, you have a radio show too, right?
I actually don't, but I've been a guest on one of my friends' radio shows. It was interesting. Theirs was like a 2 a.m. time slot. So that's a different, different kind of thing.
Can you check your listeners on that one too?
You can't. It doesn't go, I don't think, online. Just all radio. It's through BU. So if any of these listeners want to tune in.
If any of the...
Can't tell you what the station is. I don't remember, but...
Okay.
They're more of like a music radio.
Oh.
Like they talk 3 minutes, they put on the music.
Yeah.
They talk about intelligent stuff.
They do?
Remember we were talking about like politics last week.
You can chime in. You guys talk about intelligent stuff.
Yeah. Well, shout out our 3 listeners today. You stuck with us the whole way.
59 minutes and 11 seconds.
That's beautiful, all of you.
WMFO 91.5. Hold on, gang. You ain't going nowhere yet.
Oh, yeah. We're staying.
All right. So you got to give yourself a shout-out. Give yourself a nice, loud shout-out. Because he wrote it down for me last time, for me and Ron. You know, Ron and I are, like, old. You know what I mean? I just plugged in my cord in front of her. She helped me stand up again, all right? She said, let me help you up, Dad.
No, I meant Grandpa.
You see what I mean?
That's mean, Maddie.
Is this one of your daughters? All right, WMFO 91.5, Medford, Boston. What show did we just hear?
We just heard Carte Blanche Breakfast.
Carte Blanche Breakfast.
With Rune and Charlie.
And most